Page 24. Exercise 1.
A Beautiful Life. Mila and her husband Joseph left their native country in the 1990s with their daughter, Sophie. Joseph was a teacher and Mila was a hairstylist. But there was war in their country, and their city was very unstable. They felt very fortunate to have a chance for a new life, and they were determined to give Sophie more opportunities. When they arrived in Chicago, they bought a small house. Joseph found work as a truck driver, and Mila stayed home and took care of Sophie. They lacked extra money for movies, meals in restaurants, and toys for their daughter. Mila wanted to find a job, but she faced many obstacles. She couldn't speak English very well, and she did not have local work experience. Sometimes, she cut her friends' hair at home. Her friends loved their new hairstyles. Mila wanted to get a job as a professional hairstylist, but her English was a problem. Her daughter started school when she was 5 years old, and then Mila enrolled in English classes. Eventually, Mila found work in a hair salon. She worked 10 hours every day, and her customers really liked their new hairstyles. She saved every penny to buy her own business. Last year, Mila fulfilled her dream. The owner of the hair salon was 65 years old, and he decided to sell the salon. Now Mila has a salon of her own. "It's my passion," she says. "I love to make women more beautiful." Joseph studied English and is registered in business classes at a community college. Sophie is now 20 years old, and she received a scholarship to study biology at a private university. Her dream is to become a doctor. Mila and her family are very proud of their success. They are truly models of the American dream.